Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something, well, absolutely fundamental for any business, really. Digital marketing. We're going to try and cut through some of the noise and really get to the heart of what it is, how it all works together, and frankly, why you can't ignore it anymore.
Exactly right. The sources we looked at give a really solid overview, you know, a good look at all the key parts, and maybe more importantly, the why behind them, why they actually matter so much.
Yeah, so our mission today is pretty clear. Boil down the essentials of digital marketing so that you, listening, can quickly get a handle on the core ideas and see why it's just so vital for businesses now. So it's a big topic. Where do we even begin to sort of unpack all of this?
Well, I think a good place to start is probably breaking down the main components. Think of it like a toolkit.
Okay.
Each tool has a specific job, right? A specific way to reach people online and engage with them.
Right, a toolkit. I like that. So let's open it up. First tool, SEO, search engine optimization. We hear that acronym all the time. What's it really about at its core?
Okay, so SEO fundamentally is about tweaking your website and your online presence. So search engines like Google see your site as, well, a really good answer when people search for certain things. The higher up you appear in those search results, the more likely people are to find you when they're actually looking for what you offer. It involves a couple of main strategies working together.
Okay, like what?
Well, first there's on-page SEO. That's about optimizing everything on your actual website. Things like using the right keywords in your text, making sure your meta tags, those little descriptions, and the search results are compelling, basically making the site itself clear and attractive to search engines.
Got it. So making your own house tidy, basically. What's the other part?
That's off-page SEO. This is about things that happen away from your website but still boost its ranking.
Okay.
The big one here is backlinks. That's getting other reputable websites to link to your site.
Like a vote of confidence.
Exactly. It tells search engines your site is trustworthy, it's an authority. And the whole point, really, the main goal of all this SEO effort is getting more organic traffic.
Organic meaning unpaid.
Yes, unpaid traffic from people searching for terms related to your business, people who are likely already interested.
That makes a lot of sense. You want the right people finding you, not just anyone. Okay, next tool, content marketing. Sounds related to SEO, maybe. How's it different?
Yeah, they definitely work hand in hand. Content marketing is all about creating and sharing valuable, relevant stuff consistently.
Stuff like
Oh, blog posts answering common questions, cool infographics that make data easy to understand, videos showing how to use a product, maybe even detailed guides or ebooks.
oh, it's not just advertising, it's about being genuinely useful to your audience.
Precisely. The main aim is building trust. You become the go-to source. By giving away valuable information, you help people, you answer their questions, you sort of guide them along, maybe eventually towards becoming a customer.
I see how that connects. Good content naturally uses keywords, attracts those backlinks for SEO. Okay, moving on. Social media marketing. Most people use social media, but how does a business use it effectively? It seems noisy.
It can be noisy. That's why it needs a strategy. It's not just posting random updates. It's using platforms like Facebook, Instagram, X, LinkedIn, TikTok, strategically.
Strategically, how?
Well, you need content that actually fits the platform and what people expect there. You need to actually engage, you know, talk with people, not just at them. And you absolutely have to look at the
To
analytics.
see what's working.
Exactly. What posts get reactions? Who's interacting? You tailor your approach based on that data.
Right, so it's about being smart, not just loud. Okay, what about anti-email marketing? That feels a bit old school sometimes. Does it still pack a punch?
Oh, absolutely. Don't let its age fool you. Email, done right, is still incredibly effective. It's direct communication.
Not so.
It's about sending targeted emails to specific groups or segments on your list. Could be promotions, could be newsletters with useful tips, even just confirmations for orders.
So not just blasting everyone with the same message.
Definitely not. The key things are personalization and value. Make the email relevant to that person or group. Offer them something useful information, a discount, something exclusive. That's how you cut through the inbox clutter.
Makes sense. Be relevant, be valuable.
Yeah.
Okay, but sometimes you need results now. That's where something like pay-per-click, PPC, comes in.
Exactly. PPC is where you pay each time someone clicks your ad. Think Google Ads, ads on social media.
Right.
It's fantastic for getting immediate traffic. And the targeting is amazing. You can target by demographics, interests, location, very specific groups.
So if you launch something new or have a sale, PPC gives you that instant visibility with the right audience.
Precisely. Quick impact if you have the budget for the clicks.
Okay. The sources also mentioned affiliate marketing and influencer marketing. How do those fit in?
Right. Affiliate marketing is basically performance-based. You partner with others, affiliates who promote your stuff using special links.
And they get paid if someone buys.
Yeah, they get a commission for sales or traffic they drive. It's like extending your sales force.
Got it. And influencer marketing.
That uses people who already have a big, engaged audience on social media. You collaborate with influencers whose followers match who you want to reach.
So you're tapping into their audience and, I guess, their credibility?
Exactly. Their endorsement can really boost your visibility and trust.
Interesting. Okay, so we have all these tools, SEO, content, social, email, PPC, affiliates, influencers. How do you know what's actually working? How do you measure success?
Ah, that brings us to something absolutely critical, analytics and data analysis.
Right, looking at the numbers.
Absolutely essential. You have to measure how effective everything is. Mm. Tools like Google Analytics are invaluable. They show you how people behave on your site, where they came from, how your campaigns are doing. Tons of data.
So you're not just throwing things at the wall and hoping something sticks.
Exactly. You analyze that data. You see what's driving results, what's falling flat. Then you make informed decisions. You adjust your strategy. You optimize. It's a continuous loop.
Okay. That's a great breakdown of the individual components. Now let's zoom out. Why is all this digital marketing stuff so, well, essential now? What are the big advantages?
The sources really hammer home a few key points. First, global reach. It's massive.
Meaning?
Unlike, say, a local newspaper ad, digital lets you reach potentially anyone anywhere in the world with internet access. It blows the doors off geographic limits.
Huge potential for growth there. What else?
Cost effectiveness. This is a big one. Compared to traditional marketing think TV ads, big print campaigns, a lot of digital tactics can be done with, well, much less investment. Yeah, I mean, good content can bring in traffic for years. A well-managed social profile costs time more than money initially. You can get significant returns without massive upfront costs often.
And you mentioned the targeting before. Targeted advertising. That sounds efficient.
Incredibly efficient. You can target ads based on demographics, what people are interested in, their online behavior. Super specific.
So you're not wasting money showing ads to people who'd never be interested.
Exactly. Higher chance of conversion because you're reaching the right people.
Makes sense. And because it's digital, you can track everything, right? Measurable results.
Yep. That's a huge plus. You can track performance in real time, see exactly how many people clicked, who converted, where they came from. This lets you adjust things quickly, optimize your spending.
That feedback loop sounds powerful. What about connecting with customers, building relationships?
Digital is great for that. Enhanced engagement, social media, email, comment sections, they allow for direct interaction.
A two-way street.
Totally. You can answer questions, get feedback, build a community around your brand. It fosters loyalty.
Mm-hmm. And the last point, The digital world changes so fast. Does digital marketing help with that?
It has to. Flexibility and adaptability are built in, or they should be. New platforms pop up, algorithms change, trends shift. Mm-hmm. Digital marketing lets businesses pivot quickly, try new things, adjust strategies based on what's happening now. You have to be adaptable.
Okay, so summing that up, global reach, cost effective, super targeted, measurable, engaging, and flexible. It's pretty compelling. So if someone's listening and they're thinking, okay, I get why, but how do I actually do this? What are the steps to build a successful digital marketing strategy?
Right, the how. The sources lay out a pretty logical path. Step one, define your goals.
Be specific.
Absolutely. What do you actually want to achieve? More website traffic. How much? Generate leads. How many? Boost sales by what percentage? Clear, measurable goals are your starting point, your roadmap.
Got it. Know where you're going. What's next?
Next, you have to know your audience deeply.
Market research time.
Yep. Who are they? What are they like? Where do they hang out online? What problems do they have? Understanding them is crucial for tailoring everything you do.
Makes sense. You can't talk to them effectively if you don't know them. Then what?
Then you choose the right channels. Based on your goals and your audience, where should you focus your efforts?
So don't try to be everywhere.
Probably not, especially at first. Pick the channels, SEO, social media, email, PPC, maybe a mix where your audience is and where you can best achieve your goals. Be strategic.
Okay, focus your resources.
Yeah.
After choosing channels.
Create quality content. This is so important. Content is the fuel.
We talked about that earlier.
Right. It needs to be high quality, engaging, genuinely valuable. This builds trust, shows your expertise, and encourages people to take the next step.
Quality over just quantity. Got it. So you've got goals, audience, channels, content.
Yeah.
You launch. What then?
Then you monitor and analyze performance constantly.
Back to the analytics.
Always back to the analytics. Track how things are going, use the data, see what's working well, what's not, what needs tweaking. What should you double down on?
So it's a cycle. Launch, measure, learn, adjust.
Exactly. It's an iterative process. And the final piece, given everything we've said about change.
Let me guess. Keep learning.
You got it. Stay updated with trends. The digital world never sits still. New tech, new tactics, platform changes. You have to keep learning, stay informed, be ready to adapt.
Continuous learning is key. Wow. Okay. That's a fantastic roadmap. This has really clarified a lot about digital marketing.
Yeah. It's clearly not just an add-on anymore, is it? It's fundamental for businesses wanting to connect, grow, and really succeed today.
Definitely. And hopefully, as you've been listening, you've been thinking about these different pieces, SEO, content, social, all of it, and how they might apply to your own world, your own business.
Which brings us to maybe the most important question to leave you with. In this constantly changing digital space, how does a specific business figure out the best mix of these tools for them? What's the right combination to drive real sustainable growth, considering their unique situation?
Yeah.
That's the real strategic challenge, isn't it? Finding that perfect dynamic blend